The UK election has produced no clear winner, by Tara John. The British political landscape was clouded by uncertainty once again on Friday morning, as no single party won an overall parliamentary majority in the June 8th snap election, leaving the country rudderless with only days to go before negotiations begin over withdrawal from the European Union. The Conservative Party of British Prime Minister Theresa May won the most seats by the slimmest of margins, but lost its majority to form an effective government, an enormous blow for the Prime Minister, who called the election in order to consolidate power. With all but three of the seats declared, the Conservatives, or Tories, had taken 316 seats, which means voters have elected their second hung parliament in less than a decade. The Conservatives will now have to turn to other parties to cobble together a workable majority, most likely with the Democratic Unionist Party, DUP, of Northern Ireland, which won 10 seats. The result calls into question May's future as leader of the party. Clearly, if she's got a worse result than 2 years ago and is almost unable to form a government, then I doubt she will survive in the long term as Conservative Party leader, former Conservative Chancellor George Osborne told the British press, Financial Times reports. The British media reported she had no intention of resigning, but was working to form a minority party. The result is being billed as one of the biggest political upsets in the country's history, with the Labour Party of far-left Jeremy Corbyn defying expectations and projected to gain 265 seats in Parliament. Corbyn suggested he too would be ready to form a government. "I think it's pretty clear who won this election," he told the BBC on Friday morning. "We're ready to serve the people who have given their trust to us." The hung parliament could result in a phase of political instability for Britain. Some analysts are speculating a second general election, which would further destabilize upcoming Brexit negotiations that are expected to start on June 19th. Back in April, the Prime Minister called the general election as polls pointed to a landslide result for her party. The gamble backfired. On Friday morning, it became clear the Tories lost seats in the south of the country while failing to break into Labour's heartlands up north. The huge setback dashes May's hopes to strengthen her hand in the upcoming Brexit negotiations, with the EU Brexit Secretary David Davis suggesting to Sky News that the lost majority could amount to the Tories losing their mandate for a hard Brit exit, where the country would leave both the EU customs and single market. Arlene Foster, leader of the DUP, appeared to confirm as such when asked about joining a possible coalition government with the Tories. "No one wants to see a hard Brexit. What we want to see is a workable plan to leave the European Union. That's what the national vote was about, and therefore we need to get on with that. Brexit presents a thorny challenge to Northern Ireland, which shares a land border with the Republic of Ireland, which will remain in the EU. Brexit talks with EU leaders were due to begin in 10 days' time. Still, the referendum was not the main issue in forming Thursday's vote. Labour made a really positive offer to an electorate who is fed up with austerity, that has doubts about globalization and the neoliberal economic models we have had for so long," Tim Bale, professor of politics at Queen Mary University of London, tells Time. The most significant defeats of the night included Conservative Minister Ben Gummer and the Liberal Democrats Nick Clegg, the former Deputy Prime Minister, who both lost their seats to Labour challengers. The pound tumbled by close to 2% after an initial BBC exit poll, which predicted a hung parliament.